USA Radio News with Wendy King.
House Republicans disrupted a closed-door session where members investigating the president were hearing from a senior Defense Department official. The group was led by number two House Republican Steve Scalise.
Adam Schiff is running a Soviet-style process behind closed doors where he's trying to impeach a president of the United States in secret. That's not how it should be done.
Pentagon official Laura Cooper was supposed to be deposed by the three committees setting up the impeachment inquiry. But House Republicans, who say they're increasingly upset about what they say is a lack of transparency, stormed the meeting, forcing the deposition to be postponed for hours as the room was cleared and reswept by security. Democrats say the GOP is making a mountain out of a molehill. They say this is just the investigative and private process and that public hearings on the matter are still to come. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
President Trump has announced the lifting of sanctions on Turkey, declaring success in Syria after Turkey agreed to a ceasefire following its invasion of northern Syria to attack Kurdish forces. The president spoke about it to the Shell oil producers in Pittsburgh.
Respect is a part of winning. We're respected again as a country. We're not laughed at, and it's getting more and more that way, and you know it, and I know it, and you know, most importantly, other countries know it.
Seth Jones, senior advisor at the Center for Strategic International Studies, says the president gave away U.S. power in the Middle East to Russia.
Virtually every major country in the Middle East now has to go through Moscow as part of its political and military deliberations.
Russia and Turkey have a deal to share control of northeastern Syria, halting Turkish offensive against the Kurds that was launched on October 9th. The agreement gives the Kurds 6 days to withdraw their forces 19 miles from the border. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
New York City officials are asking police officers to reach out if they need help. USA's Chris Barnes has more.
After a 10th NYPD police officer suicide this year, Mayor Bill de Blasio and Police Commissioner James O'Neill are touting a new free mental health service for cops called Finest Care.
It's okay to need help yourself. You always are giving help to other people. You sometimes need to help yourself.
Think about the stress and the cumulative trauma that they see every day. You go to shooting scenes, you go to murder scenes, you're interviewing sexual assault victims, and we don't really talk about it.
For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The Trump administration announced earlier this year that the Department of Agriculture would be relocating to Kansas City. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has more.
It's unclear how many workers will be leaving Washington, D.C. and moving to Kansas or Missouri to follow their jobs with the USDA. One thing's for sure, Republican Senator from Missouri, Josh Hawley, says everyone should be very pleased with the jobs that are coming to Missouri.
The state of Missouri, I am grateful every single day to be a Missourian. It's a wonderful place to live and to raise a family. To have these D.C. bureaucrats say that moving to Missouri is a form of punishment, that the only reason to do it is just to somehow get back at USDA employees, I mean, that's unbelievable. Look, if they don't want to go to Missouri, that's fine. They don't have to work for USDA.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.